Brothers and sisters, next I want to introduce to you my co-MC, who happens to be a very talented and a very active brother. Brother Enoch El Shemesh is a hip-hop MC and a musician. And he has some other talents and interests and activities that have a very strong humanitarian spirit. For more than two decades, Brother Enoch, a DC native, has been an active contributor to hip-hop culture. As a lecturer, a mentor, a musician, a father, and brother, he is constantly working to educate and uplift people with the use of hip-hop elements. As an activist, he is an adamant supporter of anti-misogyny and anti-violence campaigns, and has made that message clear with all the works he has produced over the years. Now, Brother Enoch is going to come up and introduce the next two or three speakers, but I also suggested to the brother that after the third speaker, he should share with us some of his own cultural creative talent. So with that said, Brother Enoch El Shemesh.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Peace. How y'all doing? Y'all alright? Yes, sir. On the count of three, I need everybody under the sound of my voice to say peace. One, two, three.
Peace.
One, two, three.
Peace.
One, two, three.
Peace.
That's not even loud enough. It's not even loud. Come on, we gotta bring the energy up because we out here for a purpose and a reason, correct?
Yes, sir.
One, two, three.
Peace.
One, two, three.
Peace.
One, two, three.
Peace.
That's great. That's awesome. I heard you too, brother. That's what's up. Y'all feeling good?
Yeah.
It's a great day out here, isn't it? I thought it was going to be bacon, but it isn't. It's great. It's great. It's great. So I'm going to call up the next speaker. Are y'all ready for some more fiery speeches here today?
Yeah.
To get that kundalini burning. Y'all know what the kundalini is, right? Uh-oh. It's okay. We'll lecture y'all through the course of the day. It's just all the seven chakras. We're just going to keep those turning. We're going to keep the fire blazing in you. All right? So coming to the stage, we have Charles Carlson, director of We Hold These Truths, educates Christians about the falsehood of Christian Zionists. Y'all heard what I said? So coming to the stage, please welcome, welcome, welcome all the way from Colorado, Charles Carlson, y'all. Make some noise for him, clap it up.
I want you to see this before I put it down. It says, it shows Iran on a cross with blood streaming down the cross. That's a Christian symbol, of course. That sign used to say Iraq on a cross. We made that sign 10 years ago when we were getting ready to bomb Iraq. And now it's got Iran on it for the same reason. That supports what the Imam has just said about this triangle of terror. And my purpose is to talk to you a little bit about the American part of that triangle. What part America is playing that, and very specifically, I want to talk to you about the citizens in the United States of America who are putting up with this idea of perpetual war. We are a war-based economy. We are a war-based society. We go from one war to another, just as Great Britain did before its decline into total corruption that it's in today, and lack of economic strength. And so we now are facing this idea of another war side by side with Israel against not Iraq, but now Iran. Now, what do Christian Zionists have to do with all this war? There is only one group of citizens in the United States that belong to a so-called church organization that have as a part of their theology, a part of their philosophy, the need for war to support some other country. And the country that Christian Zionists believe they have to support is the State of Israel. And I want to make sure that you understand that that group of people in the United States represents 1/3 of all the Christians, of all the people who profess to be Christians, and it represents the most effective voting bloc, the only voting bloc in Christianity that votes together all the time. Largely together, not 100%, of course. Christian Zionists tend to go together because they have this common thread that is fed within their sect, which calls for war being necessary to support the State of Israel. Now, these yellow signs that you see here were not made for this meeting. These are shown at churches. We have, for the last 10 years, taken these to the leading Christian Zionist churches in America and held them up, not in front of the embassy or not in front of the White House or something, but in front of the church that is teaching this theology in America, which is totally false and has nothing whatsoever to do with Christianity. Right. Now, you all know that Zionism is the idea of a race, so-called race, the Jewish race, religion, whatever it is, occupying a certain land. Christian Zionism is the idea of supporting that idea. The way it works is this. Christian Zionists believe that, and this is a definition, so if you learn one thing from me today, remember these words, remember this and take it with you. Christian Zionism is the belief that the State of Israel is the fulfillment of the Christian Bible. They believe that this book, the Christian Bible, ordains the State of Israel today as a fulfillment of the prophets of old time. That, of course, is new in Christianity. It started only 100 years ago. It was unknown before that. Christianity is 2,000 years old. Islam is a little younger. Christian Zionism is the newest cult in the entire religious circuit. It's newer than Mormonism. It's newer than any other of the cults that you can name, except Scientology or something like that. I don't know when that got started. So what is this all about? How did this happen? Back 100 years ago, there was a Bible writer who wanted to edit the Christian Bible named Cyrus I. Schofield, and he got the backing of the new Zionist movement. They wanted Christians to believe the ideas that he was promoting. So they took him to England and they put him up in Switzerland, and he wrote footnotes to the Bible, literally hundreds of pages. Those footnotes have grown into literally thousands of pages. And those footnotes essentially say that God gave a piece of property to the present-day State of Israel. That's what this Bible now says after about four editions over those 100 years. God gave a piece of land to the State of Israel. So you now have 70 million people in the United States who are influenced by the television churches, the big mega churches like the one in McLean, Virginia, and there are, by the way, about 3,000 of these mega churches. Some of them have as many as 20,000 members, and they are the center of this core of Christian Zionist hatred that is forcing war upon us constantly. And by the way, it is at the root of the occupation of Palestine. Now, the way I got interested in this is I had the good luck, the fortune, God gift or something, to get into the Gaza Strip 10 years ago and to stay there for a while freely, to walk around and do by myself and to see what happened there, to watch the bombings at night, to talk to the people that had gone through it and to get to know that. And that committed me to the idea of the Palestinian people. But when we're talking about the freedom of the Palestinian people, it's also our freedom that we are talking about down the line. Because this idea of Zionism is pernicious. It grows like a cancer within us. So we need to work against it. Now, positive side, because I don't have all day, I know, I haven't seen the hook yet. But the positive side, we need to learn to recognize who Christian Zionists are. Not the huge mega churches, because we know exactly how to do that. The church in McLean, Virginia, called McLean Bible Church, 3 months ago, these signs were all in front of that church. They have 20,000 members. They have a parking lot with two floors that will seat, that will park 3,000 plus cars. This is an enormous church. It's run by a man named Lon Solomon. Yes, Solomon. And he uses as part of his constant jargon that he is formerly Jewish, but now he's not. But then he revolts right back and says words like these. This is a quote from his website. If you go there today, you'll see this. God unconditionally, eternally committed to Abraham and the Jewish people the land of Palestine. God did that. This is what Lon Solomon says to 20,000 people who think they're hearing a Christian lecture every week. This is what his website says today if you go there. That's why we took all these signs out there in March and stood in front of his church and challenged those people to understand what they were being taught. This is what we started some 10 years ago. Now there's an old saying that if something is wrong, act like it's wrong. And my message to you is, number one, remember what a Christian Zionist, that definition is. Let's go over it. A Christian Zionist is someone who believes that the state of Israel is what? The fulfillment of biblical prophecy. That someone who believes that's all it is. If you believe you're in the audience here and you've been taught that, if you're a Christian that's gone to church and somehow you've been taught that in Sunday school, you've been taught the basis of Christian Zionism. And it's out of this that we have this 70 million people now that are the enemy of the Palestinian people. They don't know they're the enemy of the Palestinian people. They don't even know they're doing anything wrong. They don't even know they're following a false Bible. Some of them are your friends. Some of them are people you work with. Some of them are people you buy things from all the time. Your kids go to school with their kids. They're not vipers. They're not recognizable by their fangs. Nothing like that. They are simply misguided. Now, their leaders are enemies. You might as well face it. They will not change. They try to fight us in every possible way. I could not get back into Palestine today. I could not get back into Gaza. My name is on the list because of what we do. But that doesn't matter because the war is right here and I can be here. This is where it has to be. Christian Zionism must be overcome, not defeated, overcome here. And you must do it by asking simple questions. So you believe that Israel is the fulfillment of Bible prophecy? Why do you believe that? What evidence do you have of that? If you read the Bible, it's not in there. It's in footnotes written by a man in 1967 after the State of Israel was created. The State of Israel didn't appear in the Bible originally. It was plugged in. So if you know people, you do. You know, well, every one of you know Christian Zionists. You just don't know you know them. Talk to your friends if you're suspicious. Ask them that simple question. Do you believe that the Bible is the... that Israel is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy? I mean that state. I don't mean something in the Bible. I mean that state. If they say yes, then you need to talk to them. Ask them where they got it, why they believe it. And these are the things that needs to be done. It's your neighbor that has to be changed, not these big churches. We will go after these big churches as best we can. If we had a lot more help, we would go to a lot more of them because we know 3,000 of them that need to have our loving attention. In front of their churches. So thank you very much. I'm honored to be here, that you're here to work for the Palestinian people. I'm with you. Many Christians are with you if they only know. And please see me if you want to hear more about this. We have a DVD on our website that you'll soon be able to download it free. It currently is sold there. The way you find all this stuff is remember my name, Charles E. Carlson. Just do a search for me. You'll probably get the Anti-Defamation League's ideas before you get to our website, but don't let that deter you. Thank you very much, and God bless you all.
Make some more noise for Charles Carlson, y'all. Make some more noise.